David Grimm, editor of Science's free online daily news site, Science Now, joins us to talk about the latest in forestry news. Hi, David.
Hey, Rob.
So I understand you've got a forest story in this week's Science Now.
That we do, Rob. And this story is actually about the temperature of tree leaves. And scientists have found that no matter how cold it gets outside where a tree is growing, its leaves always stay at a balmy 21.4 degrees Celsius.
That seems pretty surprising that cold trees would have warm leaves.
It is surprising because from what we know of trees, they tend to be pretty passive. Scientists had always assumed when it got hot outside, trees would get hot, and when it got cold outside, trees would get cold. So a team of researchers looked at the ratio of different oxygen isotopes in a variety of samples from trees from all over the world, those that grow in cold climates and those that grow in warm climates. And they looked at two specific isotopes of oxygen. One is called oxygen 18 and one's called oxygen 16. And they measured the ratio of one to the other. And why they focused on these isotopes is oxygen 18 tends to be more plentiful in plants when they're grown in warmer climates. And the researchers also looked at trees that were close to weather stations. So they had very accurate readings of how hot or cold the weather was throughout the year. And the really surprising thing that they found was that even in really cold climates where the average annual temperature is as cold as 10 degrees below zero, the leaves of these trees are still staying quite warm, around 21.4 degrees Celsius.
Do the researchers know how these leaves are staying warm?
Well, the researchers don't think that the trees are actually generating the heat themselves or that the leaves are coated with some sort of super insulating material that's keeping them warm. Rather, they think that the trees evolved in such a way that the leaves are clumped together in a way that they trap still air. And this serves as a sort of blanket for the leaves that would keep them warmer than the outside temperature.
Well, what are other researchers saying about this?
Well, Rob, as you might expect, because it's such a surprising finding, it's a bit of a controversial study. In fact, one researcher says that one of the flaws he finds in the study is that the team assumes that just because some of these northern trees grow in climates where the average temperature is 10 below zero, that that's what temperature the leaves are growing in. But in fact, a lot of these leaves grow at different times of the year when the temperature is warmer and during warm parts of the day. So the leaves might not actually be insulating themselves from the cold and be warming themselves up, but they may just be growing when temperatures are warmer.
So they're only the 21.4 degrees Celsius when they're actually growing.
Exactly.
Okay. Well, thanks, Dave.
Thanks, Rob.
So what other stories are you looking into for Science Now?
You mean non-forest stories, Rob?
I suppose so, Dave.
Well, I've got a few for you. We're looking into a couple stories that involve brain scans, one that shows what happens in the brains of tune-deaf people when they hear a sour note. And these are normally people that can't distinguish between a song that's played properly and a song that's played poorly. And researchers are learning a little bit more about what's going on in their brains. Another brain scan story that shows what happens in our brains when we lose possessions. And finally, a story about high-altitude adaptation. Some populations of people deal much better with high altitudes than others, and scientists are starting to figure out why. So be sure to check out the site.
David Grimm is the editor of Science Now, the free online daily news site of science. You can check out the latest science stories at sciencenow.sciencemag.org.